it's Anne-Marie and welcome to another 30 Days to Distinction tip where I'll be sharing over the next 30 days, 30 tips to help you become distinguishable, uncopyable and irresistible to your ideal client. So you become the choice versus just a choice and continue to bring real change in your sphere of influence with your message and your expertise. Phew, that was a mouthful. This is tip number 5. Being distinguishable. What is it and what is it not? You've heard me say the term distinguishable over the last number of videos, so I thought we would define that a little bit. Let's start with what it is not. So being distinguishable is not thinking as and acting as if you are all that. In fact, it has got nothing to do with being better, being greater than anyone or everyone else. Being distinguishable is not about saying how wonderful you are, patting yourself on the back and kind of walking around like whatever, tooting your own horn, all of those different things. In fact, it's got nothing to do with feeding your ego at all. Being distinguishable, this is the way I like to think of being distinguishable and what I mean when I encourage you to be distinguishable. It's about pointing out key areas that you know is going to stand out from the noise, capture the attention of your ideal client because it resonates with them. In fact, I've got a saying, being distinguishable is not you're better than everyone else, but rather you are better placed to support your ideal client. Being distinguishable is about how you are unique and how you can demonstrate how your skills, your knowledge, experience, achievements, and all of those things are distinguishable and set apart from others in your industry and best able to support your ideal client in overcoming their challenges, their struggles, their problems, whatever it is that's keeping them stuck and achieving the results that they want to achieve. So again, it's not about being better. It's about being better placed to support your ideal client and validating that through the content and message that you share. So tomorrow's tip, which is number 6, is where I share the distinction triad and the areas that you can bring into your content and your message to show your ideal client that you are distinguishable and better placed to support them. So I'll see you tomorrow. Now, by the way, if you haven't already done so, go ahead and download the Take Action Guide, which you can refer to throughout the 30 days. And you can also go back and catch up and write down some notes on the other tips that I have shared. The link to access the Take Action Guide, industrythoughtleaderacademy.com/distinction. Stay tuned tomorrow for another 30 day to distinction tip. I'll see you then.